I want to thank you for being with me today. We've been looking in the last few weeks at the Christian home and family. In the last few lessons, we've discussed, first of all, the sanctity of marriage. Secondly, the duties of husbands and wives. And third, the duties of fathers and mothers as parents. Now we come to the duties of children, who hopefully have fathers in their lives who will provide for them and raise them in the way of the Lord. And secondly, who have mothers who love them and care for them as an intricate part of the household. A good place for us to start is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, where the Apostle Paul charges children, first of all, to obey their parents. He said this is right in the sight of the Lord. That charge is found in Ephesians 6 and verse 1, as we said. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In the Lord means that this is what the Lord wants you to do. Even as Jesus obeyed his own earthly parents, we read in Luke 2 and verse 51 that he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Paul says in Ephesians 6 and verse 1, for this is right. That implies that disobeying parents is wrong. Really, rebellion is as evil as witchcraft and idolatry, as we find out in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 23. But you obey your parents in all things, and the Lord, for this is right, in all things, because this is well-pleasing to God. That charge is found for us in Colossians 3 and verse 20, where Paul writes here, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. In all things presumes that you are in harmony with God's will. Acts 5 and verse 29. When children obey their parents, the Lord is pleased. He's happy. The Old Testament clearly reveals God's displeasure when children obey their parents and how seriously it was taken in the Old Testament. We read in passages like Exodus 21, verses 15 through 17, and it says, he who strikes his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. We read in Proverbs 30 and verse 17, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. Children can be thankful their Christian parents do not live under the Old Testament, but rather in the New Testament. Nonetheless, disobedience is not taken lightly. Obeying your parents should be done begrudgingly. We are to honor our parents as children, both our father and our mother, as we read in Ephesians 6 and verse 2. Paul would go on there and say, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. A lot of people today love to go back to the Ten Commandments. Well, in the Ten Commandments, this is one of those ten. In Exodus 20 and verse 12, we read, among those Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And we read in Deuteronomy 5 and verse 16 that as children you are to honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. To honor here implies love, to regard highly, to show the spirit of respect and consideration, according to Hendrickson in his commentary on this passage. So obedience to one's parents is to be rendered in love and with respect. But notice Paul points out here in Ephesians 6 and verse 2, that is to receive the promise. That is the first commandment with promise. In Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3, this command to honor one's parents came with a promise. Remember, we noticed Deuteronomy 5 and verse 16, where God said that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. You consider Jesus as an example here, and this promise is true in general, and there are often exceptions. But a child who loves and a child who loves and respects his or her parents is more likely to benefit from their wisdom, from their providential care, from God's providential care. The more that you show love for your parents, and I'm not talking necessarily about adolescence, but even as young adults, we need to still love and respect our parents, honor our parents. This promise is true. And a child, as I said, who loves and respects his or her parents is more likely to receive the benefit as long as parents are doing what we've already talked about and being the parents that they should be, the fathers and the mothers. They should be able to receive godly wisdom from their parents and in so receive blessings from God, from His providential care. But if you disrespect your parents, then we need to understand that we will incur both their wrath and the wrath of God as well. Now, the duty of children is to honor their parents, and that does not end when they leave home. When mothers and fathers become aged, children have a duty to support their parents. And this is taught by Jesus. When he exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees' traditions, we read in Mark 7, beginning in verse 6, he answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do.' He said to them, 'All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your traditions. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, If a man says to his father or mother, Whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down, and many such things you do.'" We need to understand that the command to honor our parents is implied care when we as children become adults. That's what we just read in Mark chapter 7. This duty of love, respect, and care for our parents, it never ends. This was taught by Paul in teaching about the concern and the care that they should have for widows. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, he writes, beginning in verse 3, "Honor widows who are really widows. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. Now she who is really a widow and left alone, trust in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives, and these things command, that they may be blameless. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So we see here that as myself, for example, my father is still alive and I have a duty, an honor-bound duty to God and God's word to provide for my father. His care is not a part of the church's burden because my father has three sons that are living and can provide for him. But Paul says here that if I won't provide for my own, for my father here in this case, then I'm worse than an unbeliever, an infidel, someone who has denied the faith. Paul would go on to write in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 16, "If any believing man or woman has widows let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened, that it may relieve those who are really widows. By me doing my part, I am helping to relieve the church of some of the duty that they should be taking care of. When there are widows who have no children to provide for them, then the church has that obligation. But as long as those widows or widowers have children or grandchildren to take care of them, then they should. And children and grandchildren are to repay their needy parents. Now, we live in a society where a lot of times parents take care of themselves in a prolonged situation by their retirement packages. But if they don't have that, then we are obligated. Paul says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 4 again, "But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God." So we are to provide security for our parents and grandparents as needed. Now, a failure to do so denies the faith, and it makes one worse than an infidel, as we read in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8. So, what we've seen today is that the duties of children are clear. We are to obey our parents, we are to honor our parents, and we are to support our parents. The home is blessed, and the family is blessed, where husbands and wives fulfill their duties to one another, and where parents and children fulfill their duties to one another. If you take a moment and pause and think about this, the home is a cyclical thing. You go into the life, you become a husband, a father, a wife, a mother, and then you have children, and as you become older, your children, hopefully you have raised them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and they will have learned that now it is their time to take care of you. Such homes and families are a common occurrence wherever the admonitions of the Lord are taken seriously by every member of the family. The proverb writer says in Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 22, "My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you." I want to thank you for being with me today. If you have any comments or questions, you can look me up on Facebook at Jeff Curtis, or you can post a question on the Eastside Church of Christ Facebook page, or you can look us up at church@eastside.com. We'll be glad to allow you to leave a message there, or you can visit with us at 1803 Madison Street. We will meet this morning at 10 a.m. for worship service. And we will meet again this evening at 6 p.m. And then we have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Feel free to drop in and visit with us. We would be glad to have you there. If you're confined to home and you can't get out, feel free to look us up. We have a live stream each Sunday and Wednesday. All of our services are live streamed. Go to our website again, church@eastside.com, and scroll down to where it says watch live, and you'll be able to view our services as they're happening each time we have a public service. Again, thank you for being with me.